When the subject of spiritual gifts comes up, it's often confusing. Some people confuse spiritual gifts with the fruit of the Spirit. I've said to people, what do you think your spiritual gifts are? And they say, love and joy. I said, no, that's fruit of the Spirit. That's not spiritual gifts. Sometimes people say it this way. I say, what do you think your gift is? And they say, it's working with children. You're not going to find a spiritual gift working with children. Or somebody will say, I really like helping around the building. That's not a spiritual gift. Okay, that's talents and abilities, things like that. So what are spiritual gifts? Spiritual gifts are divine abilities given by God. We'll talk more about them. And here's the truth. Every believer should understand spiritual gifts, should know their spiritual gifts, and should use their spiritual gifts in service. I remember one of the first times I ever taught on spiritual gifts, when I taught on that, almost the whole group that I was teaching, none of them had ever studied spiritual gifts before or even understood what they were. And so when you start saying, what do you think your gifts are? So many people have no idea what we're talking about. So God in his grace has given to every believer spiritual gifts. We're going to see that. So beginning this morning, it'll be this morning and next week, we're going to look at this. I've done two studies in the past if you want a lot more detail. I did a study that you just go to the website, and it's not under Groger's, but it's just a study that is called Holy Spirit. And then there's three lessons in that on spiritual gifts. And then we also did something like that in Grow Group on 2014, and there's some lessons in there as well. So if you want more details than we're going to get just in this part, because we're just highlighting certain things, you can do that as well. The goal is to understand spiritual gifts, excited about spiritual gifts, and to use your spiritual gifts. So let's start by raising some questions, okay? First question is this: what are spiritual gifts? A lot of people are confused because you say, what do you think your gifts are? And they don't know. The giving of spiritual, when do we get them? How do we get them? All that. The purpose of spiritual gifts. Why did God give to believers spiritual gifts? The fourth one is knowing our spiritual gifts. I think it's very important. You can serve God and never know what your gifts are. You can. You can serve anywhere, any place, anytime. You can do all kinds of things. But it's important to know spiritual gifts. And then the last one is using our spiritual gifts. And so that's what we're going to see over this week and next week. So let's start with the first one. What are spiritual gifts? And as we study through the Bible, we see some places. Listen, you don't have to write this down, but in 1 Corinthians 12 and in Romans chapter 12 and 1 Peter 4 and Ephesians 4, those four places, they're actually lists of different spiritual gifts. Some of them are more details than others. Some are less details. Some have certain gifts. Some have other gifts. So the way to remember it is 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. So just remember 12. And then Ephesians 4 and 1 Peter 4. So if you can remember 4 and 12, eventually you could find it somewhere in the Bible. But it's Romans and Corinthians and Ephesians and Peter. So they're there. So what are these spiritual gifts? I mean, what are they? There's a list of gifts and exhortations. We use it a little bit differently. I'm not going to go into the detail, but we think that there are 9 spiritual gifts for today. There are actually 18 different gifts listed in the scripture. And there's some what we call temporary gifts, some what we call permanent gifts. The reason we look at that is there were some gifts given at the very beginning of the church until the canon of scripture was completed, like apostles and prophets. There aren't apostles and prophets anymore. And the people, you know, so because the canon is completed. Anyway, so we have 9 spiritual gifts that we look at that we see that we think are permanent. And they're in here. Now, you can go to websites online and look up spiritual gifts, and they'll give you, they'll say gift of prophecy, or they'll say a prophet, and they'll say a prophet is a pastor who speaks strongly about what he believes. That's ridiculous. That's not the gift of prophecy. Gift of prophecy is getting direct revelation from God, and there were prophets. You know, so they'll be careful because there are people who will just say, okay, we got to call a prophet something because we think all gifts are for today. So a prophet is somebody who speaks strongly. No, a prophet gets direct revelation from God. I don't get direct revelation from God. We already got the revelation. My job is to get the revelation here, study it, and proclaim it to you. I don't get new revelation. And so what are spiritual gifts? Spiritual gifts are divine enablements of special ability given by God, of course, to serve in the body of Christ. So it's spiritual gifts. It's particular gifts. And there's the gift of helps. There's the gift of administration. There's the gift of teaching. There's a gift called pastor teaching. There's a gift of mercy. There's a gift of encouragement. And when you talk about encouragement, it has two things. It has the idea of confronting and the idea of encouraging. And both of the, and so there's a number of gifts. There's a gift of giving. Would all of you like to have that one? Yeah, I love that one. I mean, that's a great gift. But, I mean, there's just all kind of things that that he actually lists in the Bible. Now, we're not talking about talents like being able to play the piano. I mean, that's not a spiritual gift. But there are people who are, I always say, know your gifts, talents, and abilities. Some people are talented in certain things. Listen, I can't play any instrument, and I never could. I never will be able to. And then there's some abilities. Some people, they can just fix things, and other people can't, you know. But spiritual gifts are different and unique. They are given by God to believers within the body of Christ. And we call them divine enablements. It's what God gives, lets people be able to do, okay? So then number two, basically, is the giving of the gifts. When did we get these gifts? Let's start with the first question. When do we get the gifts? You get them at the moment of salvation. The moment a person puts their faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, not only does the Holy Spirit come and live inside of us, not only the Holy Spirit regenerates us, but the Holy Spirit actually gives spiritual gifts. And people say, well, how do you know that? Well, first of all, if you didn't give gifts at the moment of salvation, there'd be some believers with gifts and some believers without gifts. And don't work that way. In fact, Paul tells everybody, you've got a gift, use this gift. And so he doesn't say, if you have a gift or when you get your gift. No, it is assumed the moment you believe in Jesus Christ. So every one of us in this room, the moment you believed in Jesus Christ. Now, let me just say something. What if you were 6 years old? You got your spiritual gift or gifts then. Now, you may not use them up to a certain point. Let's say you have the gift of teaching. You may not use that till further on in your Christian experience before God begins to use you in that way. But you get spiritual gifts the moment you believe. And so the second question is, who gets them? Well, all believers, everyone. Everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ as Savior has spiritual gifts. You're in 1 Corinthians 12. Look at verse 7. It says, 1 Corinthians 12:7, but to each one, each believer, is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. That's spiritual gifts. Because he goes back in verse 4, says there are varieties of gifts with the same Spirit. There are varieties of ministries. So he says, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Spiritual gifts, by the way, let me just say this, are given for the good of the body. A spiritual gift isn't given for you to say, I got this gift and this gift's for me. This gift is for the body of Christ. Let's say it this way. Let's say that I have the gift of teaching, okay? I don't have the gift of teaching, so I go, I got the gift of teaching, I feel good, I like to teach myself. No. The gift of teaching is used for the what? For the body. So when I use my gift, it affects the body, not me. And that's the same way. If you have the gift of giving, if you have the gift of helps, if you have the gift of mercy, if you have the gift of administration, those kind of gifts, you're using those not for you, so to speak, but to touch and change and serve in the body of Christ. 1 Peter 4:10 said, let me get these verses first. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each one has received a gift. So every one of us in this room, you have a spiritual gift, at least one. We're going to talk more about it in just a second. So here's my question. Do you know your gift? Are you serving with your gifts? What are you doing? See? So every one of us in this room who know Christ have gifts. So let me give you some things to think about. First of all, every believer has at least one spiritual gift. So you have at least one. Whatever it could be, it may be the gift of giving, it may be the gift of helps, it may be the gift of teaching, it may be pastor teaching, it may be mercy, it may be administration. You have one of those gifts. Second, we may have more than one gift. You do. When you look at the Apostle Paul, can anybody name any of Paul's gifts? He had the gift, he was an apostle, he was also a prophet, he also was a teacher, he also was a pastor teacher, he also had the gift of administration. For sure. That's at least five different things when you think about Paul's life. And so every believer has at least one gift. Some believers have more than one gift. You may have 2 to 3 spiritual gifts that you can use. The third thing is, we'll not have all the gifts. Because God fixed it that way on purpose, that if you had all the gifts, you wouldn't need anybody else. And God says, no, I want all the believers with all the different gifts to come together in local bodies so that we can all serve and minister to each other. If you had all the gifts, you wouldn't need anybody else. And God says, you don't have all the gifts. God says, we need everybody. He says, everybody in the body is important. When we get to the lesson that talks about fellow believers, which is in a couple of weeks, God says, you need it. We need each one. And see, one of the problems I see in the body is there's so many Christians who don't think they're needed. They don't think it matters whether they come or not. They don't think it matters whether they serve or not. They say, it doesn't matter whether I'm there. It doesn't matter whether I serve. They don't really need me. The Bible says we need you, and when you're not there and when you're not serving, the whole body is affected. So the third one is we won't have all the gifts, but everybody's needed. The fourth one is gifts are essential for the function of the body. 1 Corinthians 12, when you look at verses 12 through 18, and he says the body has many members, but one body, and they're all needed together, and we're put together, and the body can't say, I don't need this, and I don't need this. We all come together. And in fact, he says, God has joined all of the members, each one of them in the body, just as he's desired. So that's 1 Corinthians 12. We're not going into detail on 12 through 18, but that's so important that you got to have them all. And the last one is you can't lose your gifts. I think in the handout, I don't think they put number 5. Is that right? Does it end with 4? Okay, there is a number 5. And it says we can't lose our gifts, meaning that once you have a gift, because it says in Romans 12 that the gifts and calling of God are without change of mind. In other words, if you've got the gift of teaching, you're going to always have the gift of teaching. If you've got the gift of administration, you're going to always have that gift. You're not going to sin one day, do bad things, and lose the gift. God doesn't do it that way. God has placed us in the body with different spiritual gifts for us to be used, okay? Everybody okay? And if you have a question or a comment, just stop me. This is so vital because I think that the body doesn't function very well because most Christians don't use their gifts. And they don't use their gifts because they don't know their gifts. They don't know how it fits together, and they've just never seen it. And so I think it's so vital, all right? The next thing is, who gives the gifts? And the Bible tells us that the gifts are given by the Godhead. In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, we're going to see the three members of the Godhead who give the gifts. But in 1 Corinthians 12, the emphasis is on the Holy Spirit. That's why whenever I do a study and I talk about the Holy Spirit, I almost always bring in gifts because the Holy Spirit seems to be the main one that gives the gifts. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, look at verse 4. It says, there are varieties of gifts, but the same what? Spirit. Who's the Spirit? Holy Spirit. Then it says, and there are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. Who's the Lord? That's Jesus, okay? And then what does the next one say? And there are varieties of effects, but the same God. That's God the Father who works all things in all persons. So in verse 4, it's the Spirit. In verse 5, it's Jesus. And in verse 6, it's God the Father. So all are involved. And then he says, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And then he goes on and talks about how the Spirit gives this. Look at verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributed to each one individually, just as he will. Now, I want you to understand something. The spiritual gift that are gifts that you have them because that's the spiritual gifts God decided to give to you. Notice it says the Holy Spirit distributes the gifts, each one individually, just as he wills, just as he decides. So if you have the gift of helps, the gift of giving, the gift of administration, you can actually say, God, the Holy Spirit, decided to give me these gift or gifts. So it's not a chance thing. It's not like, well, I just woke up one day and I had that. No, the Holy Spirit said, I'm giving this person these particular gifts. So it's really, really amazing, I think. So the Godhead gives the gifts. All members are involved. Now, with that in mind, what are the purpose? Why did God give these spiritual gifts? And I've got three big things that we can just hit this morning, and then we'll go in a lot more details next time. But the three things is the reason he gave spiritual gifts is to accomplish the ministries or ministry that God desires, to equip believers to serve, and to glorify God. Those three things. I know that, I think, aren't the answers are on the handouts, right? So you're in good shape. Okay, so let's talk about you don't even have to write down things. The first one is to accomplish the ministry. Look, God's going to bring about his plans. He's got ministry in this world. He's going to bring about all the things he's wanting to do. But who does he use? He uses us. Now, there are times in the Old Testament, he used angels to do things. He used different, but he uses people. And his plan in the body of Christ is that we are the ones that he uses to accomplish the ministry. In fact, people are God's instrument to accomplish his goals, his plans, and ministry in the world. If God's plan is to make disciples, who is he using to make disciples? Us, exactly. with the different gifts, talents, and abilities that he's given to us. So who tells people about Jesus? We do. Who trains others to know and apply the Bible? We do, because he's gifted us to do those sort of things. The second big thing is that he gives us spiritual gifts so that we can be equipped to serve. If you remember in Ephesians chapter 4, it says he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints to do the ministry to build up the body of Christ. So he uses the gifts to equip us. So whatever gifts you have, you affect my life, and that helps me grow. Whatever gifts I have, I use to help you grow. That's what the whole plan. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 12:7, it's for the common good, which means the good of the body. If you are exercising your spiritual gifts, you are helping the body of Christ for the common good. Whatever gifts you have, whether it's giving or mercy or helps or administration or whatever it is, you're helping the body. 1 Peter 4:10 says, whatever gifts you have, and use those gifts to serve one another. That's what he actually says. Use your gifts to serve one another. So it's for the good of the body. That's what it's all about. So it equips the believers to do that. I have this part right there, Ephesians 4:12-13. He says he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry, to build up the body of Christ. Then he says, till we all come to the maturity of the faith, to the measure of the factor of the Son of God. And he basically says, until we all come to maturity and unity. And that's what the whole purpose of these gifts are, is to help us mature and grow, build up the body. That's why I love it. Let me just do this. I love the Ephesians passage. This, our church, most of our stuff in our church goes back to the Ephesians 4 passage. He says these gifts are to obtain unity of the faith, knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature person, so we measure up to be like Christ. Realize that. We take the gifts, and we, by using our gifts, we bring together the whole body in unity, and then we become to look like Christ, we mature, and to be like him. That's what the gifts are for. And that's why, I mean, I love all this stuff. The third thing that the gifts are for is to glorify God. In 1 Peter 4:11, he says this. He says, whatever gifts you have, use those, so that in all things God will be glorified through Jesus Christ. As you use your gifts, God gets the glory. That's why whenever you serve, you can't say, I know God was really glad that he used me. You know, no, we're saying, thank you, Lord. It's your grace. And the whole purpose of using the gifts and serving and touching lives is that God gets all the glory. He gets all the glory. That's what it's all about. You know, in every aspect of our lives, he gets the glory. Whether you could say, well, I got this job and I work real hard. Who got you the job? Who gave you the ability? Who gives you the money? Who gives you? I mean, everything goes back to God. Everything. He gets all the glory in every aspect. So why did he give the gifts? Well, it's 1 Peter 4:11. In all things God may be glorified. He gets the glory forever and ever, dominion forever and ever. So what are the purpose of the gifts? That God accomplishes his ministry, that believers are equipped to serve, and that God is glorified. Okay, we're going to stop in just a second. I've got three applications that's very simple. But before we go there, any questions when you think about this? So spiritual gifts are abilities that God has given to every one of us. Every one of us in the room have at least one gift. You may have more than one gift. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are the ones that distributed the gifts just however he wants. We're to take these gifts and we're to glorify God with them, and we're to be used in the body to equip each other. It's very important, and we're going to talk more next week about how do you know what your gift is. And that's one reason that the spiritual gift inventory is pretty good, because I'm not saying that you go through this, it's going to tell you biblically what your gift is, but when you get to the end, it may say something like, as they add all this stuff up, it may say you have the gift of administration, or that it seems that you lean toward evangelism, or you lean toward exhortation, or whatever. And by the answers that you get, I mean, some questions are going to be things like, I'm very concerned about lost souls, and you can either put 1, 2, 3, or 4. And if you say, man, that's the big thing in my whole life is I want people to know, well, you'd put a 4. When you get to the end, and it may say, you got the gift of evangelism. Listen, there are people who have the gift of evangelism, they can hardly wait to talk to people. There are other of us who don't have the gift of people, the gift of evangelism, we don't want to talk to anybody, right? Or we're afraid to talk to people. Gift of evangelism, they're not afraid of anything. Gift of teaching? I can hardly wait. Somebody says, what about big crowds? The bigger crowd, the better. Some other people say, I'm not getting up there, right? Okay, but that's my gift. So when you have whatever gifts you have, you want to use those. And so let me give you some applications. The first one is this: may we have a biblical understanding of spiritual gifts. They are divine abilities given by God to believers. So you got some. You've got some. And so the question is, what is yours, okay? And we'll get to it in just a minute. But God has given every believer at least one gift, maybe more than one. The second thing is, let's realize that every believer has at least one spiritual gift. You may want to get this, or let me tell you, we're going to talk about it later. You may talk to somebody. You may, as y'all start talking, you may say, well, you know, it looks to me like you've got the gift of this, because let's say the gift of helps. Say, you know, I think you got to get the helps, because every time something goes on, you're always over there doing this, you're doing this, you don't care who gets the glory, you're always behind the scenes, you're setting up this, you're doing this. And so that gift of helps, a lot of people have the gift of helps, you know. And they, you just look up and they're doing stuff and you go, nobody even told them to do anything. That's the gift of helps. And if you go to them and say, we think you got to get the helps, and they go, really? I just like helping, okay? So things like that. So you have at least one spiritual gift. And the third thing is, let's understand, let's know the purpose of spiritual gifts. What is it? To carry out the ministry, to equip the believers to serve, and to glorify God. So that's where we'll stop today. There's two or three more questions, and we're going to look at that. And let me do this. We're going to talk about knowing your spiritual gifts, and we're going to talk about using your spiritual gifts. And so if you want to, just, I got them right here. You can come get them. And if we run out, I'll have them next week too. We're going to make more copies so everybody can have any of these that they want. When you join the church, we got a membership training coming up in just a couple of weeks. As people join the church, we have a packet for them. In that packet is also a spiritual gift inventory. And we tell them, hey, fill that thing out. See where you might plug in, because that's one of the keys.